From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is pushing Congress to approve a sweeping deficit reduction plan as a prelude for raising the government's debt ceiling. But Republican congressional leaders are pushing back, insisting on a more modest approach. Lawmakers from both parties have been squirming over the hard choices required to achieve as much as $4 trillion in savings. The president met with congressional leaders last night, a meeting that was apparently producing little progress. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. And Paul, where do these negotiations stand?
Craig, they center on whether a package of long-term savings might amount to $2 trillion, which seems more likely at this point, or $4 trillion. President Obama is pushing for the larger figure.
So why isn't that larger figure flying? Republicans have been pressing for spending cuts.
Because it would include raising new revenues through taxes, and Republicans are still rejecting that. Now, members of a bipartisan budget commission have said, as do many economists, that deficits cannot be controlled without raising some new revenues. But politically, anything involving new taxes is really touchy right now. Here's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News.
Raising taxes in the middle of this economic situation we're in is a terrible idea. I mean, just look at the unemployment figures last Friday.
So, Paul, what might be cut under the $2 trillion plan as far as we know?
As far as we know, items including farm subsidies, student aid, federal workers' pensions, and possibly some domestic agency budgets.
So with the talks still apparently deadlocked, does it look like the U.S. will default on its obligations for the first time?
Well, political scientist Larry Sabato at the University of Maryland says no.
Fortunately, the people who think that we should allow a default to happen are few and far between. I'm not going to call them insane. I'm simply going to call them uninformed and stupid. They probably would bring on, if not a new recession, then a Great Depression.
But whatever happens here, Craig, it does look like resolving this will be something of a cliffhanger.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The president meets with congressional leaders again today. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will have the central bank's latest perspective on the U.S. economy when he testifies on Capitol Hill this week. Daniel Carson reports Bernanke has said the Fed has no plans for another big buy of government securities to help boost the economy.
Julia Coronado, chief U.S. economist with BNP Paribas, doubts Bernanke will have a change of heart.
I think we'd have to be in a much more dire circumstance for the Fed to actually consider additional emergency measures.
Bernanke's testimony is expected to repeat his belief that economic growth will gradually pick up now that the supply disruptions from Japan are easing and gas prices are falling. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A suicide bomber in Pakistan has blown himself up, killing at least five people, including two police officers. This is NPR News from Washington. Syria's government says it will lift all travel bans on political opponents within a week. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus. The move is a concession in a national dialogue that the opposition is boycotting.
An 80-year-old human rights lawyer, Haitham al-Malik, was allowed to leave the country for the first time in years. It was a goodwill gesture, said his son. Malik's most recent prison term ended earlier this year, but he was in hiding after credible threats to his life. He arrived in Turkey to meet with opposition groups outside the country. The government made the gesture on the opening day of a national dialogue where the vice president called for a transition to democracy in a country ruled by one family for 40 years. The opposition has boycotted the meeting, calling for an end to violence against peaceful protest. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.
The latest wildfire challenging firefighters in the southwest is ablaze near the border between Arizona and Nevada. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports the blaze has spread over some 15,000 acres of grassland.
Grass fires typically spread faster than fires burning in trees, and that's the case with this one. So far, no structures are threatened, but the fire is creating extremely smoky conditions in the area and is putting a demand on firefighting resources. It's also threatening a tortoise habitat within the Mojave ecosystem. Rain moved through the region Sunday morning, but there was not enough moisture to slow the spread of the fire. Restrictions are in place for a good part of Arizona, as heat and wind have created dangerous wildfire conditions this summer. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Jury selection resumes this morning in the perjury trial of former Major League Baseball pitching star Roger Clemens. He's accused of lying to a congressional panel. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.